Now, on a week like this with so much going on and so many things that are upsetting in the news, we do have a good story for you to tell you about. If you were listening earlier this week, we told you about a young veteran and his pregnant wife. That was Brian and Emmeline Proctor, who were in danger of losing their home because of a leaky oil tank in their Wareham home that was purchased in 2020. Well, it looks like there has been some good progress with that story. Joining us now live on the South Shore Morning News, I believe we have both Brian and Emmy on the line. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, you told me that it was so sad when you and your lovely wife came on and said that there was 25 gallons of oil that had leaked out of a tank in your home, causing it to be a massive fee to be cleaned up. It was in the, when all was said and done, it was over a couple $100,000. Your homeowner's policy had a clause that was called a total pollution exclusion, and they were not going to help with the cleanup. There's been a change in the situation. Brian, tell our listeners what's going on.
So pretty much we thought we were going to be on the hook for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. My wife and I were absolutely devastated. We were really scared about losing our home. And then we hired an attorney, Susan Crane, and she, you know, really helped us. We gave her all of our documents and everything like that. She was able to look through them, and she, you know, represented us to the insurance company, and, you know, they changed our coverage, and we were just absolutely shocked, absolutely amazed. We just can't find the words. We didn't think that this was even, you know, going to be a possibility. So we are absolutely astonished with what's happening.
And that was what Narragansett Bay Insurance Company, they're going to extend liability coverage. Now, something else I love to see how many people who heard your story rushed to help you. And the GoFundMe page, I know you actually said we're going to pause it for a while because the funding was already up to, I believe it was over $80,000.
Yes. So as soon as we heard that our attorney was in contact with the insurance company, we paused it because we don't ever want to take people's donations that we don't need for this cause. If, you know, we're going to use, there's still going to be uninsured costs along the way and stuff like that, that the GoFundMe will pay for. We're still paying for bills from the cleanup and legal fees and everything like that. And that's pretty much what it's going to be used for. But we didn't want to accept any more than what we need for this, you know, cause.
And what about, were you surprised how many people reached out to try to help you that were concerned about your situation?
I was. We were absolutely shocked. We got messages from people in different parts of the country, California, Iowa, Indiana, and it kind of went nationwide, and we were absolutely astonished that, one, even people really cared, and two, that they wanted to really extend everything that they could to help to us and help our family. And we were just shocked, and we really can't find the words to thank everyone in the community about what they have done for us. And, you know, the community really saved us and saved our house.
Well, that is terrific, and I hope you keep us updated when you get this big mess cleaned up. And I know you and your wife with your adorable 10-month-old daughter, and you're expecting another baby this summer, and we're glad things look like they've worked out for you. I thank you so much for joining us again, and that's Brian Proctor, he and his wife, Emmeline, with the young couple we had on who were probably in danger of losing their home because of that oil spill. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Bye-bye.